Hello and welcome to this week's Audio Lectio Divina Practice. As we begin, let's open ourselves, our whole being, presenting ourselves before God. I've developed quite bad posture over the years, so it always feels refreshing to pull my shoulders back and lift my arms up and out. So if you're able, let's do that. Let's open up our chests and our arms, pulling our shoulders back as a physical embodiment of opening ourselves to God wherever we are. And for the next 30 seconds, pray this with me. Lord, I present myself to you, all of me, opening myself to hear your voice and welcoming your formation in my life. Take the next 30 seconds here. Romans 12, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let it be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Amen. Today we'll be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 8, 1-4, from the ESV and the NLT versions. We're going to be listening to the story of the leper encountering Jesus. As PB taught on Sunday, lepers were not only physically in pain, but they were also emotionally, culturally, and spiritually cut off from the rest of society. As a modern listener, it's kind of hard to imagine what leprosy could have been like or how that affected someone. But leprosy was not only actually contagious, so no one wanted to be around them, but there was a deep stigma around it. It might have been similar to the stigma and shame with the HIV and AIDS epidemic in the 80s here in the United States. There was something more than just it being a physical ailment. There was something about it being a moral deficit if you were marked with something like leprosy. Lepers were not only discriminated against, but they were pushed out and away to the margins of society. No one dared to be near, let alone touch them, because to do so would mean that they would actually put themselves in danger, physically, but also socially. So with that in mind, let's listen to Matthew 8, 1-4 from the ESV version. When he came down the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you listen to the scripture, think about how radical it must have been to see Jesus touch this leper and heal him. And imagine what it would have meant for this man struggling with leprosy to not only have been met with dignity and kindness, but also actual healing and restoration from Jesus. So what stood out to you as you listened to the story? How does hearing, "I am willing," change the way you see God? Take 2 minutes to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. One more minute. What part in the story stands out to you? How would hearing, "I will be clean," change the way you see God? Large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. "Lord," the man said, "if you are willing, you can heal and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly, the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus said to him, "Don't tell anyone about this. Instead, go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed." Leprosy, he has the audacity, the courage, and the desperation to come before Jesus and plead, saying, "If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Is there an area in your life that you feel like you've been needing God's hand and healing, but haven't had the courage to bring it up to him? Sometimes we're so shrouded with shame that we don't even ask. Maybe we've come to believe this lie that this is something that we deserve, so we don't even ask God for healing. Or maybe we're afraid to ask, because what if he's not willing to heal? So what in your life is needing God's healing? Where are we praying, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean"? Perhaps your prayer is for someone else. Who in your life is in need of God's touch? Take a minute to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. On Sunday, PB preached on the four S's that keep us from coming to God for healing: our sins, our shame, our feelings of being a sham, and our scars. These are the things in our lives that seemingly make us believe that we are inherently damaged and deserving of being alone, separated, and left out. We amplify our brokenness. And we don't even come to God. But what if we, like the leper in the story, bring ourselves before Christ and kneel before Him? What if today we just let ourselves question, God, are you willing? God, do you care about this? God, are you merciful? Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you as you hold these questions, knowing that there's not a question that makes God uncomfortable or angry, but that He invites our curiosity and He invites us close. So take the next minute here to ask, God, are you willing? God, do you care? God, can you heal? In the Word, we find Jesus saying, I am willing. I can heal. I do care for these things. I am merciful. And not only am I merciful, I'm powerful. Let's pray. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we see you and the way you work in the personhood and embodiment of Jesus. In Him, we see that you are willing and that you care. You are not only compassionate to us, but you are powerful to heal. So God, we present ourselves to you. We boldly kneel before you with all the things that are sore and hurting, these hidden and physical wounds that need your healing touch. For you are able and you are willing. We praise you. In your powerful name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Lectio Divina practice. Until next time.